So, Liam, do you think it's cool to be smart?
Well, yeah. It's fun being smart, and when you're doing lessons, and you're good at the subject that you're doing, you can just think straight away and remember what you've been learning.
Yeah, you can. It definitely helps you, but depends how you look at cool. If you look at cool to be walking around with a pair of shades in your hands in your pockets, slightly scruffy. If you're looking at it that way, then it's kind of not cool.
Yeah.
But if you look at it as in, the whole life, it's just basically getting yourself ready for university and college earlier, and you're just preparing yourself beforehand, and that's cool.
Like in an early stage, you're like learning new things and getting your brain up to date with your knowledge and finding out more stuff, so when you do tests you can just know the answers straight away.
Yeah, that's true. I think that cool is another word for chilled and relaxed.
Yeah, relaxed in your learning.
Chilled and cool. I think cool is basically relaxed and chilled.
Yeah, and you be
but have to look good. You know, like my wristband. That's cool.
Yeah. If you're smart and you're cool and you would be relaxed in your test and you'd just be like,
yeah, you could be smart.
Oh, what's this? Yeah. Let me think. It's that.
Yeah,
and
you could be like cool and smart. So you could be like, well, hey, I'm. You could be like cool and smart. So you just sat there, you're dead cool, really popular, and people ask you for answers in the test. And so I think it doesn't really make any difference. I think smart.
Yeah, all you need to do to be smart is just to learn a lot in school, read a lot,
know a lot.
Yeah, and just keep reading stuff about it, listening to stuff about the subject, and really just like taking everything that you can hear in about it. And really, it doesn't matter if you're not if you're not smart. If all that counts is like you do your best, and like you're smart in your own way, aren't you?
Yeah, and I mean, you know, the most you can do is things like tuck your shirt in, do your buttons, do your collar. That's the most you can really do for, you know, smart. And cool. When we say smart, at the moment, we're kind of meaning looking nice. Smart and cool are two very opposite things.
Can you?
But clever can fit into both of them.
Yeah.
It mainly fits into smart.
Yeah.
But I think it can also fit into,
like, relaxed. Yeah.
You are relaxed. You are chill. Well, it might not necessarily mean relaxed. I mean, if I say, if I was unpopular and I was bullied, which I'm not, by the way, and I was also smart, then I wouldn't be relaxed. I wouldn't be cool. I would be really nervous about going out. I would be really nervous.
Yeah.
So I think the cool as in chilled, relaxed, and smart and clever. Mm. I think they're actually. I don't think
they're.
You can be both. You can be neither. You can be one or the other. And I think it's better to be both. Most people.
You can be smart at one thing. You can be really, really smart at one thing, but when you go on to the other thing, you really like, oh, I don't know this, like,
yeah, you make a real fool of yourself.
I think
that's
I'm
not,
quite
that's not
all right at literacy, but
yeah, you are.
When I get onto maths, I'm not that confident.
You're not confident, but
you still know the basics.
You're not like stupid.
You're clever in your own way.
You're not very confident in maths. You're not very relaxed in maths.
Sometimes confidence can put you off, can't it?
Exactly, yes, confidence can put you off. I think you gotta have confidence to be chilled. Because if I thought to myself, oh no, I'm really nervous, I'm about to get beaten up, I'm about to have a fight, there's no way I can win it, then I wouldn't be relaxed.
I'd be like tense and everything.
I'm having a fight with this little guy. I'm gonna be fine. If you got confidence,